All right, we are really disappointed in the way that we played yesterday, particularly, you know, at home at Arrowhead, division game. I really can't tell you why we played the way we played. I was not expecting us to play that away. The game unfolded, and, you know, we turned the ball over, and against any football team, if you turn the ball over, it's hard to win. And we tried to rally a little bit in the third quarter, but it wasn't enough rally to make any difference. And some of the things are uncharacteristic. You know, Jamal usually doesn't fumble. He hangs on to it pretty good. But he ended up having a couple. We threw some interceptions. That hurt. So I think 6 turnovers in the course of the game, 3 fumbles and 3 interceptions. And so that's tremendously hard to overcome. And then defensively, even though they were put in tough situations, there were some things that we didn't do defensively that that could have gotten us off the field on the first drive, 2 third downs that we got one a penalty on, and one we let them complete a ball that kept us on the field, and they ended up with a touchdown as a result of it. We will continue to pull together, continue to work to try to get it better. I don't know that I haven't seen a half like that where you have 6 turnovers in one half. Usually if you have 6 turnovers in a game, that's too many. But to have them in almost a half with four in the first 16 plays, that's tough. We're disappointed. We're disappointed for the fans. We're disappointed for the players. And we're going to try to do better. And we're going to try to work to make it better. And I understand that there's a lot of disappointment out there, and I'm disappointed as well. So we're going to try to work to get it better, and I still think that we have talent on the team, but the talent has to play better. And that's what I told them today, that we have to play better so that we can be more competitive, so that we can be in the games and have a chance to win. But otherwise, if we keep turning the ball over, keep letting them score touchdowns rather than attempt field goals, that it's going to be pretty tough. So hopefully they got the message. Hopefully they understand. And then we'll see if we can go back to work and improve it.
Roman, what's your message to the fans who are so upset at the start?
Well, the same thing that I just said. You know, I'm disappointed for them as well as disappointed for us, because I didn't anticipate a start like that, and I don't think that we anticipated a start like that. We thought that we could be able to go and be competitive and have a great chance to win the game, you know. But we dug ourselves a pretty deep hole, and it was tough to get out of. And even with that happening in the third quarter, we tried to rally a little bit in the third quarter. You know, I think was a 13 play drive for a touchdown to make it a 2-score game, you know, but that spark wasn't enough spark to get another score, you know, which I think would have lifted the team more if we could have done that, but we weren't able to do that. And so the game ended the way it did.
Such an instant gratification society. Wouldn't you say the fans are jumping off the bandwagon, jumping off the bridges, you know, saying that's it, I'm done?
Well, I can understand that with a performance like that, that they want to be done, but they shouldn't be done because it's still early in the season. Now, I know that the indication that they have is that it's not going to get any better, but I still believe that this team can be better and will be better.
Well, were there any injuries that could be a problem for you this week?
Jalil, you know, he strained a ham, and so we'll have to see what that does with him, because he played very well on special teams and thought he made an impact on special teams. So not having him on teams will definitely be an issue, and not having him as a backup, you know, on defense, if that's the case, will be an issue as well.
Anybody else?
No. I mean, you know, Derek who came out of the game at the end, but I saw him today, and he's moving around good, so I think that he's going to be all right.
Well, we have 15 turnovers in four games. Certainly some of the interceptions are maybe like decision-making, but what about the fumbles? Is there something you try to emphasize in practice moving forward, like just some fundamental techniques or something to get the guys?
Well, normally we work on hanging on to the ball, carrying the ball high and tight. In practice, the defensive guys try to strip the ball and pull it out. We have a blaster that they run through the blaster. So going forward, you know, rather than once a week, we might have to start doing it every day to emphasize that we need to hang on to it and that we need to carry it high and tight. You know, like on the first one, Jamal was running with it, and I thought he had pretty good position on it. But when they stopped him, the linebacker just grabbed it and ripped it out, you know, and it wasn't because he was carrying it loosely or anything like that. The linebacker just ripped it away from him, you know, on that one. So, but we'll put emphasis on it, and like I say, more than once a week, maybe every day this week. We'll run them through the blaster, and we'll make sure that the defensive guys try to grab and rip the ball out.
Well, you talked a little bit about this yesterday, but what's your level of commitment right now to Matt
Cassidy? You know what? I think Matt is the quarterback, and I think that what he's been able to show is that he can make plays. And even after, you know, we had those turnovers, he came back and drove the team down the field, you know. So we think that he's capable, and we just have to get him to be more consistent, which there are areas of, well, yesterday the whole team needed to be more consistent. But there are areas that need to be more consistent. If we play more consistently and better, then we'll be better. But you see flashes of it. You just don't see consistency. We're not consistently good.
You said yesterday that he's going to be a starter against Baltimore this week. But you also threw a qualifier in there, and you said for now. At what point would you make a change? At what point would you go to Brady Quinn?
Well, at some point, as a coach, you go through and you see what's happening in the game, how a guy is reacting, and what you think. How he's responding to what's happening in the game. And if you feel like that he's inept, constantly making poor decisions, bad choices, then that's when you move on from him and give someone else a chance. And sometimes it's just a chance. It's just, you know, you pull him out, put somebody else in, let him settle down, and then maybe he goes back in. You know, but as a coach, you get a feeling about whether he's making good decisions, poor decisions, or whether the ball gets tipped up in the air, whether the guy drops the ball and then it gets intercepted as a result of it, you know, those kind of things all play into it.
Are you at the point where you're going to give some practice snaps to Quinn?
Well, we'll see as the week goes on.
Romeo, do you think it's a concern if you did make a switch, just even for a series or whatever, that it's difficult to go back to the starting quarterback if you have to do that?
Nope, it's not difficult. I mean, you know, because the starter is still a starter, and if you just take him out for a series, you've taken him out for a series, and you put somebody else in. Now you can put him back into the game. It doesn't say you cannot put him back in when you take a guy out.
What is that if you take him out for a full game or more?
Well, then that might depend on how the other guy does. So, you know, if the other guy lights it up, then, you know, you might want to see that other guy more.
Well, I guess the reason I asked the question, I heard Tony Dungy saying last night, talking about quarterbacks, he didn't like to bench a quarterback because he felt that if that didn't work out, the backup, in other words, it was difficult to go back to his starting quarterback because maybe he'd taken confidence in the team away from him. Is that something that you weigh? Is that a consideration for you when you have to make a decision on your quarterback?
Well, I think with the quarterback, it's always a touchy subject because that position is a special kind of position. And then the player that you have, I think you have to take that into consideration. You know, I don't know, in Tony, was he speaking in generalities or was he speaking about Mr. Manning, you know? And I think that makes a difference.
Romeo, with Matt, you were kind of talking about other guys doing the things. Are the mistakes on Matt with these interceptions, say the tip balls, but the other ones, are they on Matt? Are the protection breaking down? Are guys not running their routes? What seems to be the...
It's a combination of it all. It's not, like I said last night, it's not one thing that you can put your finger on and say, this guy, all right, caused all the problems, all right? One play is this guy, one play is that guy, the next play is another guy. And so, I mean, you know, as you look at the game, I think that you can see that several people had issues as the game went along, all right? And that's why it makes it really tough, you know, when things are not going well and it's kind of spread all over, you know, kind of what do you do then, you know? You know, I mean, I know everybody wants to make a change and say, I'm going to take this guy out, all right? But if it's being spread all over, then do you take everybody out? Or just, you know, then how do you play that?
So what do you think you should do then if it is somebody different all the time? What's this kind of solution, I guess?
Well, we have to coach better, all right, and try to get these guys to understand what they need to do. And if there happens to be a guy who doesn't have the ability we thought he had, then we have to try not to put him in positions where he gets taken advantage of.
So you talked about inconsistent performance. With Matt, his throwing seems to be inconsistent in his accuracy. I mean, the pass to Dexter, I probably couldn't throw a better pass. The pass to Tony Milwaukee behind him and so forth. Talk about your thoughts on his being, I think it's 58% accurate so far.
Well, like you say, if you can stand back and throw 7-on-7, and when we talk about 7-on-7, it's the receivers running routes against DBs with no rush or anything like that, then you expect the completion rate to be pretty high. All right, but then as soon as you start putting some rushers in there, protection calls, and then guys attacking the quarterback, sometimes those throws are not as accurate, you know, as they are in 7-on-7. And so at times, you know, a throw might end up behind a guy, which in the case of Tony was unfortunate, you know. With Dexter, you know, probably should have made that catch. So those things occur in the game, and you have to deal with them and try to move forward as best you can.
Has he been coached or instructed that if he's not quite sure at the moment of release to throw high, because then at least nobody will get it? Because it seems to be a high ball throw.
Well, sometimes he will throw high to and attempt to throw it away. But generally those are more on the sideline, you know, sideline throws there than in the middle of the field throws.
He had one on the sideline to Bo that was wide open and he overthrew him. Was that just get rid of it, or was that just
no? He overthrew it. It didn't connect.
Romeo, other than the fact he had a little experience and you needed a guy, what did you like about Brady Quinn when you brought him back this spring?
Well, he's a smart guy. He's familiar with the system. He's got good size. He has been a quarterback in the league and has got good experience.
Why did he never develop to the point you guys thought when he made him a first-round pick a few years ago?
Well, after I was with him, I was only with him a short time, and then I left, you know, and so then he moved on. And so I'm not able to answer, you know, what happened in those other places.
Did you get the sense yesterday that one of the league office point of emphasis with the real officials coming back was to clean up the downfield contact between receivers and defensive backs?
No, I didn't get that feel. I mean, you know, they called a couple penalties, you know, but I thought that they called them both ways. You know, they called them against us and they called them against them. And that's the thing that I look for in the officiating is that they're consistent for both sides.
Anything else?
Romeo, what was your evaluation of Eric Berry's coverage? He looked like he got matched up on Antonio Gates a lot yesterday.
Yeah, he was. And Antonio is a very good tight end. And there were times that he did okay and there were other times that he could have done better.
Last question in the back.
Romeo, have you thought about, will you make any changes at practice as far as how you attack the week or maybe just to shake things up to give these guys a different look, maybe change the pattern practice day or
Well, the padded practice day will depend on the health of the team. You know, like last week, I was going to do it on Tuesday, but I pushed it to Wednesday because of the overtime game, and we were banged up pretty good. So this week, I'll see what the health of the team is, and that goes with the game plan as well, the type of team that you're playing and what you think you need to work on. So it might be Tuesday, it might be Wednesday. But after we put the game plan together, then I have a better idea.
Update on health. Jeff Allen left the game. Is he okay?
Oh, he was just cramping.
Cramping. Have any word yet different on Kevin Boss today?
Nothing different on Kevin.
What about Hillis?
Well, I think Hillis is making progress. You know, they had him in a boot, and he's out of the boot, and he's walking. So, hopefully he'll be able to get out there and begin doing some stuff.
Glenn Dorsey.
He's walking, and they had him in a boot, took him out of the boot, and he's walking, and we'll see what he can do, you know, on Wednesday.
Ryan Wilgent, did he get through the game okay?
Oh, yeah, Ryan is a tough guy. He's one of those tough guys.
Kendrick Lewis, how close do you think this could be the week?
Well, there's a possibility. The big thing with Kendrick is I need to see Kendrick in contact. You know, so when we have the padded practice, giving him some contact during that padded practice, I think will be key to find out if he's ready or not.
Okay.